ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापरकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथं तं सजीवम् सार्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतवदनाथा श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Today is Lord Balaram's appearance day. It is of the greatest importance that we should know who his personality is. He is Lord Krishna himself, who is expanding into his first expansion called Balaram. From Balaram, the possibility of all the quadruple expansions in Goloka Vrindavan happened. Not only that, Balaram being the predominant manifestation of Sandini Shakti, Krishna's existential potency, Lord Balaram has so many functions to do, especially to establish Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second thing, that such personality has all transcendental attributes. He has his own abode, Gokula Vrindavan, that is also being manifested by the potency of Balaram. We see all the manifestations of internal energy of Lord Krishna is facilitated by Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram serves Lord Krishna in all these capacities. Even by his mercy, he descends as his expansion as Mahavishnu for the creation, sustenance and dissolution of entire cosmic material manifestation. So, in modern time, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Supreme Personality, Godhead himself, Lord Balaram accompanied him as Lord Nityananda. The characteristics of establishing the absolute truth is in Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram plays the role of Adi Guru. Guru disseminates the knowledge of the absolute truth. Who is Lord Shri Krishna? But Lord Balaram is giving. He becomes the medium. So he is the Adi Guru. The glory of Lord Balaram in the form of Lord Nityananda Ram is also highly glorified in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, knowing these characteristics, which are non-different from both the Lord Balaram as well as Lord Nityananda Ram, we can understand what role they are playing. So, right after Lord Brahma establishes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, as cause of all causes, in Brahma Sahita, Ishvara, Parama Krishna, Sachira, Ananda, Vigraha, Anadi, Radhir, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Lord Brahma says that Sahastrapatram Kamalam Sahastrakhyam Mahatpadam Tat Karnikaranam Tat Dhamam Tat Anantamsa Sambhavam. The manifestation of the abode of Lord Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, is facilitated by the portion of Lord Anantadeva. This is Balaram. Balaram manifests everything for serving Lord Shri Krishna. Even the dham, the abode, is also being manifested. Even the holy name is also attributed as the gift of Lord Balaram. Because the holy name is also manifestation of internal energy of the Lord, Chit Shakti. Therefore, the holy name is filled with Chit potencies. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who took shelter of Nityananda Prabhu as his spiritual master, glorifies, "Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity." It is an agency of Balaram that every identity will be revealed. The supreme identity of Lord Shri Krishna, as well as his part and parcel, including us, can be revealed. He said, "I will describe in 5 verses the glory of Lord Nityananda, who is none other than Lord Balaram. Sarva avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord Shri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primary Lord, the original form of Godhead, and His first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand Himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Svamshas, and forms that have limited potency are the living entities called Vibhinnamshas. एक ही स्वरूप है दोनों भिन्न मात्रा काय आद्य काय व्यूह कृष्ण लीलार सहाय दे आर बोथ वन एंड द सेम आइडेंटिटी दे डिफर ओनली इन फॉर्म ही इज द फर्स्ट बॉडीली एक्सपांशन ऑफ कृष्ण एंड ही असिस्ट इन लॉर्ड कृष्णस ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम Balaram is a Svamsha, expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in the potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is that in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity amongst the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. Sai Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Sai Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Shankarshana Karana Toi Shai Garbhuta Shai Cha Payoda Shai Sheshascha Yasyamsha कलास नित्यानंद आख्याय राम संकर्षणाय नमस्तुते मैं श्री नित्यानंद राम बी द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ माय कांस्टेंट रिमेम्बरेंस संकर्षण शेषनाग एंड विष्णुस हु लाय इन द कारण ओशन गर्भोदक ओशन एंड ओशन ऑफ मिल्क आर हिज प्लेनरी पोर्शन एंड पोर्शंस ऑफ हिज प्लेनरी पोर्शंस श्री बलराम गोसाई मूल संकर्षण पंचरूप धारी करेन कृष्णेर सेवन लॉर्ड बलराम इज द ओरिजिनल संकर्षण ही अज्यूम्स फाइव अदर फॉर्म्स टू सर्व लॉर्ड कृष्ण आपने करेन कृष्ण लीलार सहाय सृष्टि लीला कार्य करे धरी चारी काय ही हिमसेल्फ हेल्प्स in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in form other forms. There are four other forms that are involved in creation of the material world. Srishti adi seva, tandra agyar palana, shesha rupe kare krishnera vivid sevana. He executes the order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Lord Krishna in various ways. According to the expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan Balaram. The first expansion of Krishna expands himself into five forms, Mahasankarshan, Karanodakshayi, Garbhodakshayi, Kshirodakshayi and Shesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first four of these forms are responsible for cosmic manifestations, whereas Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta or unlimited because he assists the personality of Godhead and his unlimited expansion by performing an unlimited varieties of services. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead Balaram performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. Sarvarupe Aswade Krishna Sevananda Shai Balaram Gaura Sange Nityananda. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Shri Gaura Sundara. I have explained this seventh verse in four subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsan in the midst of Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Prakritir para paravyoma nami dhama Krishna vigraha yaiche vibhuti adi gunaman. Beyond the material nature lies the realm of paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Like Lord Krishna himself, it possesses all transcendental attributes such as six opulences. Prabhupada writes, according to Sankhya philosophy, the material cosmos is composed of 24 elements, the five gross material elements, the three subtle material elements, the five knowledge acquiring senses, the five active senses, and five objects of sense pleasure, and Mahatattva, the total material energy. Empiric philosopher, unable to go beyond these elements, speculate that anything beyond them must be avyakta or inexplicable. But the world beyond the 24 elements is not inexplicable, for it is explained in Bhagavad Gita as the eternal Sanatana nature. Beyond the manifested and unmanifested existence of the material nature, vyakta avyakta is the Sanatana nature, which is called paravyoma or spiritual sky. Since that nature is spiritual in quality, there is no qualitative difference there. Everything there is spiritual. Everything is good and everything possesses the spiritual form of Sri Krishna himself. That spiritual sky is the manifested internal potency of Lord Krishna. It is distinct from the material sky manifested by his external potency. The all-pervading Brahman, the personality, glowing rays of the impersonal glowing rays of Sri Krishna exist in spiritual world with the Vaikuntha planets. We can get some idea of the spiritual sky by comparison of the material sky. For these rays of the sun and the material sky can be compared to the Brahma Jyoti, the glowing ray of the personality of Godhead. In the Brahma Jyoti, there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets which are spiritual and therefore self-luminous, with a glow many times greater than that of the sun. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is innumerable planetary portions, and portions of his planetary portions dominate each Vaikuntha planet. In the highest region of the spiritual sky is the planet called Krishna Loka, which is having three divisions, namely Dwarka, Mathura, and Goloka. To gross materialists, this kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, is certainly a mystery. But to an ignorant man, everything is a mystery for want of sufficient knowledge. The kingdom of God is not a month. Even the material planets, which float over our heads, in the millions and billions, they are still a mystery to the ignorant. Material scientists are now attempting to penetrate this mystery, and a day may come when the people on this earth will be able to travel in outer space and see the variegatedness of these millions of planets with their own eyes. In every planet there is as much material variegatedness as we find in our own planet. This planet Earth is but an insignificant spot in the cosmic structure. Yet foolish men, puffed up by the false sense of scientific advancement, have concentrated their energy in pursuit of so-called economic development on this planet, not knowing of the variegated economic facilities available in other planets. According to modern astronomy, the gravity of the moon is different from that of Earth. Therefore, if one goes to the moon, he will be able to pick up large weights and jump large distances. In the Ramayana, Hanuman is described as being able to lift huge weights as heavy hills and jump over the ocean. Modern astronomy has confirmed that this is indeed possible. The disease of modern civilized man is his disbelief in everything in the revealed scripture. Faithless non-believers cannot make progress in spiritual realization, for they cannot understand the spiritual potency. The small fruit of a banyan contains hundreds of seeds, and each seed is the potency to produce another banyan tree with the potency to produce millions of much such fruits. This law of nature is visible before us, although how it works is beyond our understanding. This is but an insignificant example of the potency of Godhead. There are many similar phenomena that no scientist can explain. Everything, in fact, is inconceivable, for the truth is revealed by only to the proper persons. Although there are varieties of personalities, from Brahma down to the insignificant man, all of them are living beings. Their development of knowledge is different. Therefore, we have to gather knowledge from the right source. Indeed, we can get knowledge in reality only from the Vedic sources. The four Vedas, with their supplementary Puranas, Mahabharata, and Ramayana, and their corollaries, which are known as Smritis, are all authorized sources of knowledge. If we are at all to gather knowledge, we must gather it from these sources without hesitation. Revealed knowledge may in the beginning be unbelievable because of our paradoxical desire to verify everything with our tiny brains. But the speculative means of attaining knowledge is always imperfect. The perfect knowledge propounded in the revealed scripture is confirmed by the great acharyas, who have left ample commentation upon them. None of these acharyas have disbelieved in the shastras. One who disbelieves in the shastras is an atheist, and we should not consult an atheist, however great he may be. A staunch believer in the shastras, with all their diversities, is the right person from whom to gather real knowledge. Such knowledge may seem inconceivable in the beginning, but when put forward by the proper authority, its meaning is revealed, and then one no longer has any doubt about it. So, this is the introduction of the two major aspects of Lord Balaram. First is to provide the existential proof, and second, to acquire the knowledge of it. So, Balaram is the manifestation of both Sandhini and Samvit potencies. Sandhini is existential potency, and Samvit is knowledge acquiring potency. So when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, these two potencies are inclusive in the word Ram. While Krishna, the all attractive personality of Godhead, becomes the predominant aspect of the mantra. And the Hara potency, Radharani, Vladini potency, she envelops the whole shell in which Krishna, the all-attractive and all-blissful personality called Ram, is enveloped. We need to understand through the agency of Guru, the right source, the Vedic source, And the recommendation in the Vedas about the importance of the Guru. Because such knowledge is non-dual. It's so much unified knowledge. Advayam. Yadat jnanam advayam. This advaya jnana means non-dual knowledge is absolute knowledge. There is no duplicity of it. There is no parallel. It cannot have any other identical knowledge as a separate existence. This is absolutely one without second. So that is to be obtained, and Balaram reveals that. The revelation of the knowledge in the form of, say, theory and practical. Practical comes in the manifestation. Theory comes in the description and a proposal. Generally, theory comes out of nowhere, we see. It's like we propose something, right? And by argument, or we theorize it. Proposition has to be evaluated, verified with pros and cons and this and that. But Balaram manifests the proposal. So it does not remain only theory. Similarly, the spiritual nature that is being conveyed through this Adi Guru Balaram in the form of Mahamantra, it also manifests. You know, the manifestation is there. So, if it is only a belief, you have difficulty in verifying. But here is a proposition which is in tune with both theory and practical. There is no difference. Simply by performance of the process. Because that process is perfect, but by theory and by practice of it. So, the importance of Balaram has been emphasized. That he serves in five different expansions. Balaram assists in the Leela himself. But when he expands into Mahasankarshan, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, he assists the Lord in creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material cosmic manifestation. Balaram's position is in spiritual, but his other four expansions are assisting in material condition. Karnadakshayi, Garbhadakshayi, Kshiradakshayi. These are three Vishnu. Vishnu Trini Rupani. These are three different rupas of Vishnu. But when the Kshiradakshayi Vishnus are multiple, the Vishnu tattvas, the Vishnu forms can be numerous. In one universe, one Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of the entire universe. But how many universes are there? So how many Garbhadakshaya Vishnu will be? As many universes are there, that many Garbhadakshaya universes and forms are there. Karnadakshaya Vishnu can be one form, but he expands as Garbhodakshayi and enters as the Super Soul in each and every universe. The material nature, Maya hi asya jagadanda satani sute. Satani sute means hundreds are begotten by this sadhana shakti, kundur. So many material universes are generated. But Mahavishnu expands himself as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and enter to take the charge as the super soul of the entire universe. So that many Garbhodakshaya Vishnus are there. Now what to speak of Shirudakshaya Vishnu? And when Shirudakshaya Vishnu is also unlimitedly expanding into each and every atom, between the atom, even in the heart of every living entity. Can you understand the unlimitedness of the expansions? So, in this way, Lord Krishna is existing. Lord Krishna exists through his expansion. Balaram is called Swamsa. Every Swamsa of Lord Krishna is having the same potency as Lord Krishna. So, you cannot distinguish between Krishna and Balaram. By potential nature, both are called the Supreme Personality of God. Yeah. There is no duality in them. Krishna is expanding himself to assist himself. But that expansion is an assistant expansion, not him. Even though in one way it is him. So, we have to understand that when Krishna came to Arjuna to teach him Bhagavad Gita, there the word Krishna is not used. Sri Bhagavan Vaja is used. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. But that Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the first expansion called Vasudeva form. Right? He instructs. And here we understand that the first expansion, Swamsa of Lord Krishna, is Balaram, and from Balaram, four quadruple expansions come. Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Four different functions. And there are multitude of Vaikuntha planets. And the Shankarshan is expanding again, for the second time, and penetrating each and every universe. And there also he produces secondary quadruple expansions. In one Vaikuntha planet, the secondary Sankarshan takes the charge for creation of the material world. And that is called Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Mahashankarshan. That becomes the Mahashankarshan. Right? And he takes the charge to create material world. So what to speak, if we understand a little bit of the arrangement of this material manifestation at a material level, it is too far to fathom the spiritual arrangement. But it is described by the authority like Lord Brahma. This knowledge was received by Lord Brahma when Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, on whose navel Brahma was born, and Brahma got the mercy of the Lord, then he received the knowledge. Not otherwise. So, the knowledge thus disseminated from the top to our level. But it proves the existential aspect. It proves the knowledgeability aspect. So both internal potencies like Sandhini and Samvit are belonging to Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the manifestation of Sandhini and Samvit potency. And Radharani is the manifestation of Nadini potency. This is how Krishna executes his leela. In Sat means eternality form, Chit means knowledgeability form, and Anand. He becomes the proprietor of these three potencies. So, Lord Balaram has a great deal to offer to prove Lord Krishna is. Krishna is not a mythological figure. Does he become mythological figure without this explanation? Yes, it may. So therefore we have to stick to the process of acquiring knowledge through revealed scripture. Srila Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Charitamrita is our standard book over even Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Manga. Because it sets in the principles of our disciplic succession. If Balaram Tattva is not there, then the meaning of disciplic succession is also become redundant. So we owe all our knowledge and the meaning of life to Balaram. Balaram is not his elder brother only. Even in the pages of Krishna Leela, we see Balaram is always ready to serve Lord Krishna. Always ready to serve Lord Krishna. Even though his elder brother, he can show how he is not coming in the way of Krishna's desire or decision. Balaram taught the art of fighting with the club to Duryodhan. Duryodhan was his disciple. Duryodhan was very obedient to Balaram. Right? But when Krishna decided that Duryodhan has to be smashed by Bhima, by trick even, Balaram did not like it, but he could not object. He chose to disappear. I said, I don't want to take part in the war of Kurukshetra. So he leaves, and in the excuse of going to pilgrimage. He doesn't want to. He knew that Krishna is my master. I don't want to come in the way. When Sambha, the son of Jambavati, kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana, the Kauravas went behind and captured him and tried to teach him lesson. Why? Duryodhana was thinking, well, these Yadavas are our dependents. And how come a dependent is qualified to get the hand of our daughter? So they wanted to teach Yadavas, but they don't understand that in the Yadava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken birth. So Balaram is taking the side of Sambha and takes the army and approaches Mathura or Hastinapur to fight. And Duryodhana saw, oh, my guru is coming. He said, no, please take the girl. So it's like that. He knew Krishna's desire, you know. Is Krishna's, you know, son is doing this kind of thing. But we are Yadavs anyway. So, Balaram always remains subservient to Lord Krishna. When they play with their cowherd friends, you know, there also Balaram wants to assist. Krishna wants to take rest. So Balaram comes and becomes his pillow. Krishna lies in the lap of Balaram and takes rest. A big brother has to be respected, but here you can see the big brother is subservient to Lord Krishna. So Balaram is using his all might and strength, which are manifesting in the form of existential proof and knowledge, they are being used in service of Krishna's pleasure. Rama, you know, this bala is going to be used for the pleasure of Krishna. So, this Balaram, today is his appearance being celebrated, and we get the immense mercy of Lord Balaram if we try to understand this nature of him, which is also simultaneously manifested in the form of Nityananda Ram. How do they show transcendental anger? You know, in order to increase more understanding about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So, this particular verse, which is used for Nityananda Ram, in nutshell, gives the same meaning. Te shankarshanah karanottoyashayi garbhashayi chapayodashayi shesacha yathamshakalah sa nityanandakhyaya ramah shankarshanah mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Shankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karan ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portion and portions of his plenary portions. These are his expansion. He expands, Balaram expands as Paramatma to reach or to touch each and every living entity, so that they can understand. Potentially there is no difference, but they are aumshakala, portion of the portion, portion of the plenary portion, like that. Why Krishna is reaching in this way? can't he directly manifest himself? Krishna is reaching by expanding gradually to us, jivas, sitting as Paramatma in our heart. First, to give the importance of our existence, which is eternal, and second, to become knowledgeable about our own self, that who are we? Isn't it that function of Balaram? And Guru conveys, because Guru is the order carrier of Balaram. If Balaram is the Adi Guru, Guru is the representative of Balaram. By this knowledge, when the living entity comes to a conclusive function of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna and surrenders wholeheartedly, then Krishna will manifest directly. Isn't it tricky? Krishna will be exposed in our degree of surrender to Him. But before surrendering, we do not know who are we and what is our relationship with Him, what is our functionality with Him. How is it that Krishna is going to manifest? So therefore, Balaram, the function of the Guru, is very important in our life. Sometimes our familiarity with Krishna and accepting Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply because of popularity, without proper understanding, it creates a kind of sentiment in our mind, but no knowledgeability is there in the sentiments. So what happens? We become egoistic, thinking we know Him. Who are these guys to tell us? But in reality we know nothing. It's only a mental speculation. But when such explanations are given through the authoritative source, through a disciplined succession, it becomes authentic, honest. And we are secured in cultivating Krishna consciousness by conviction. Otherwise, I believe. What good is the belief if it is not verified? So Prabhupada says, generally, there is no need of verifiability. There is no need of verifiability. In the material world, material source are not a verifiable source. Because how can we verify something which is transcendental in nature with our blunt senses? Material modes have no access to verify the transcendental nature. It is simply by obtaining the mercy of the transcendental nature, by serving the transcendental nature, the verifiability comes. When person after liberation realizes, it means he has verified. So this is very important. Most of the religions in the world do not go for this kind of explanation for verifiability. So generally they remain as the belief systems. Belief system, a religion that depends upon solely on belief system, is very third class or very shallow in application. But Vedic system has developed up to the fullest extent, and these are not fictitious characters like Krishna or Balaram. No. The transcendental identical nature is revealed and manifested. So there is a proper explanation. Because we have not been in Goloka Vrindavan, we don't have, you see. And simply by going to Vrindavan in India, and you don't get the glimpse of Vrindavan of Goloka. No, it requires transcendental knowledge and the realization, the revelation through the practice of devotional service. The proof is premanjana churitene, bhakti vilochanena, santa sadeva radeshu vilochanati. Yam shama sundaram chinti gunasvarupam govindamadhi purushantamangya. So, that remains the fact. How to see the thing, how to understand the thing as it is, how to realize the thing. Lord Balaram is the master from whom and for whose service we have to learn. Thus, Balaram is the Adi Guru. So, anybody has any questions?
Maharaj, thank you for a very nice class. And you said that through the Guru, the nature of the existence of Lord Balaram as the knowledge acquiring and the existential
potential.
In devotional service, like when in going to Goloka Vrindavan, to qualify to go, one loses the knowledge that Krishna is supreme. So I.
That is the realm of Yoga Maya. You have to be subjugated. So, once you are in deep love, majesty do not work there. It is Vaikuntha level. In Goloka Vrindavan, there is no majesty. It is pure love existence. In Vaikuntha, you still have awe and reverence because you consider Supreme Lord is the Supreme. In Vrindavan, love predominates. It makes forget the majestic aspect. So when you go back, come back to Godhead, that remains the qualification. You must be imbued with love, not majesty or opulent aspects.
But you still have to go through Lord Balaram, the knowledge acquiring and the existence of this understanding.
Yeah, but then once you get knowledge, you predominantly stick to the serving aspect of Balaram. You might go as Sakha. So, yes.
Maharaj, in your class you were explaining that Balaram has another name called Swam Usha.
Swaamshas, Krishna's own portions. And Jiva is Vibhinnamsha. We have limited potency. Swaamshas has equivalent potency of Krishna. Vibhinnamsha has insignificant potency. They can't exhibit. But Balaram can become all powerful, like Krishna. That's it. Yes.
Maharaj, when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Tadbidi pani patina," so without actually following that, does that mean that one's love of God will just remain on a sentimental platform without proper knowledge of being directed to the Guru and having the Guru explain properly what is actually
right? So The revelation of that absolute truth through the Guru is also exposed by Lord Krishna. What will you know? Yad gyatvana punarmoham evam vyasya sri pandava edanya bhutanya sheshani drakshas atmanyathumai. See the existential truth and the knowledge that you will know yad gyatva. By that knowledge, na punarmoham, you will never become illusioned again. What will you know? Etanya bhutanya sheshani. Every living entity without any exception. They are my part and parcel. They are within me and they are mine. If you know these three things, you know everything. You belong to Krishna or somebody else? Nobody else. He belongs to Krishna.
Can you please explain when Krishna says living entities are within me and mine? What? Because some people mistake that being that we are God when we are not. What does it mean?
That's a good question. If you are within Krishna's existence, not beyond Krishna, anything that can exist, so where would you be? If Krishna is total, you can't be extra. You are within. But you are individual and insignificant, minuscule nature. Do you think you can become whole? This identity is Sanatana. You are forever mine. So how could you become Krishna? You are within him, so you will be supported. Rest assured, you will be taken care. But if you ever think that you are separate from him, you have an extra space somewhere outside of Krishna, that is called hallucination. It's a wishful thinking, mental case. You belong to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. So, aren't you one of that everything? Yeah.
What was the verse that you were quoting about the 3.7?
Which one?
What was the verse that you were quoting? Or the 3 points?
Okay. That is right after Tadvidhi Pranipatyana Pariprasnana Sevaya Upadikshanti Tam Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshina Yad Gyatvana Punarmoham Eva Vyasya Sipanjo Etanya Bhutanya Sheshani Takshas Atmanya Purmai. The very next verse. Krishna does not, keep the truth hidden. He exposes immediately that what will you learn from the Guru? What will you know? What is that absolute truth? This is the absolute truth. That all are his part and parcel. They are within him and they are his. That's an absolute claim. Nobody has ever claimed. No avatars have ever claimed like that. What to speak of any demigods have ever claimed? This claim is very important. You know through the Guru means Balarama. All the potencies, and they are powerful, isn't it? And bala means power. It doesn't only say physical strength. Physical strength is a little reflection of the bala.
Maharaja, if somebody reaches like a Goloka planet, then does that person has the same bodily conception as the Lord himself there, bodily resemblance, or it's still different?
You have already that bodily conception, but it has been messed up by three modes of material nature. Instead of that beautiful body, we preferred stinky body, made up of kapha, pitta and vayu. How did this body even come about? This is only an image, but image of God. But then, what is the identity behind the image? Must be very beautiful. If Krishna is beautiful, do you think his part and parcel is not beautiful?
In the class you mentioned that Krishna is expanding himself to assist himself, you mentioned that, but then Krishna can also, like, does he have to expand himself to assist himself?
But that is what it is exactly, that Krishna, if he is not expanding, then who is going to do the job? Actually, everything that exists is Krishna and nothing else. Because we are all included in him. Even Balaram is included. But Balaram is the chief moiety. He becomes the leader of everyone to make us understand, bow down to Krishna. Because he is the Supreme Personality of God. So, Eko Bahushya, one manifested in many. Even though he has been manifested in many, he remains as he is. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnada Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is perfect and complete, from whom everything that emanates is also perfect and complete. Even though after producing so many perfect and complete units, he still remains perfect and complete. Because whatever is expanding is within him, not outside of him. There is no existence out of him. So therefore, Chatusloki Bhagavatam, Krishna declares, "Hey Brahma, before the creation, I was the only one who is existing. Not you or Ishani, not even Shiva. And even after, you are existing, you know, separate. They are not, you are not separate. You are within me. So only I am existing. And when you will be withdrawn, you know, you will be dissolved, then I will still remain existing. Therefore, without a doubt, you know, just worship me."
Isn't it? You mentioned about Ragini Shakti and also in the Harinam, three names, Krishna and Ram. Ram is the expression. And other any memories that the internal potential for Krishna.
Right. But Ragini.
Yes, sir. It's Balaram, it's not internal.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So,
but internal potency is divided into Sandini, Samvit and Ladini. The Sandini and Samvit is manifested in Balaram. Radharani is Ladini. Sometimes it is also said that Samvit Shakti is also manifested as Saraswati. That is Lord Krishna's, and she always remains in the heart. Vagisya yasya vadane lakshmi yasya bakshati. Vagisha means Saraswati. she remains in the heart. The knowledge remains in the heart. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito, that vanishes, is manifested in the heart of even the living entity, if he serves. So, but then who is Bhakti Devi? Bhakti Devi is Samvit and Lalini combined. Means the knowledge that concomitants by performing devotional service. The knowledge that follows by the performance of pure devotional service, she is Bhakti Devi. It is the mercy of Bhakti Devi that one gets the love of God. So we have to chant purely Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Maharaj, you were saying that there were five verses that glorify Nityananda Prabhu, who is Lord Balaram, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You could just give us the number?
Let's say it's here. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter number 5. And Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsana. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. That's the one?
You said there were five.
What?
You said, Maharaj, you said there were five persons.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, here says, the verse number 3 says, I have described the glory of Sri Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now in 5 verses I shall describe the glory of Nityananda. So, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7 and 8. Got it?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Any other question?
One question. Kirtan, please.
Kirtan.
My choice today.
Okay, I will chant and lead the kirtan right now.
Okay.
There you go. Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Balaram.